You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. Some of you need to go back and just listen to previous words, and you'll be like, man, God is speaking to me. There are things God said 5 years ago. If you listen to it today, you'll be like, man, this is exactly what I need. There's some stuff Jakes is preaching right now after the hell that he went through that's so powerful and apropos to where we are right now. If you would just hear the word, that's why the enemy wants to stop us from listening to preachers, looking at all of this stuff in reels about what he may have done. I'm telling you, there's a word coming out of that man, that shaky nation.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Expect a Move of the Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar or Chabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Verse 4, then I looked and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it and radiating out of the mist like the color of amber, out of the mist of the fire. Verse 5, also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and it was their appearance that had the likeness of a man. I want to really draw your attention, glory to God, at verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 14th year, on the 14th month, the fourth month, fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river Chabar, that the heavens were open, glory to God, the 30th year. It came to pass in the 30th year that I saw visions. And I'm believing God that the heavens are opening, and I believe he just instructed me to encourage you to expect to see visions. From the subject this morning, expect a move of the Spirit. Say that with me. Expect a move of the Spirit. Now it came to pass in the 30th year. Yes, I was in captivity. And yes, I was by the river Chabar. But I saw visions. And I believe God is about to open up the heavens. And we're about to see a move of the Spirit like never before. Can you agree with me in a hand clap of praise unto the Lord that we are about to experience something that we've never seen? You have not seen this before. Glory to God. Mama, where's the baby? I thought I saw you with the baby. Oh, he in the nursery. Was he frantic? Was he crying? Okay. That boy growing, man, like a giant. Oh, my God. Amen. We praying that God bless him, too, and all of our grandkids. Can somebody say amen? All of our kids. I'm a grandpapa now. All of our grandkids. Come on. We need to create a legacy for them. We got to leave something in the earth for them. I want them to see visions, too. Glory to God. Father, I give you praise as I stand. Thank you for the opening of the heavens that your people might see what is soon to come. We expect, we sit at the edge of our seats expecting something great, and we need a word from you. And we need to understand that we're influencers. We praise you, Lord, for the divine influence that comes from your presence. And we give you glory and praise for this, your people. Teach me how to be more resolute, and teach your people how to receive what you would have and how to operate and function, Father, in the next dimension. We give you glory and praise for that. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. You know our prayer, a heart to receive and a spirit to contain. Where there is no unfolding revelation, your people will perish. Thank you for a fresh, vibrant, and dynamic vision. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Expect a move of the Spirit. I've always been fascinated with the priest prophet in Ezekiel. He comes from a line of priests. His family were familiar with the house of the Lord. This is what he did. It looks like he has some type of tie with Levi. He understands the law of God, but he's also heralded by God to be a prophet. So there's a mixture of the priestly duties, but also the prophetic vision that comes to a man or a woman that's close to the altar and close to the golden laver and close to the altar of incense and very close to the table of showbread and close to the Ark of the Covenant and the most holy place. He's familiar with these things. He understands what it means, what they symbolize, what each article means, each portion of the tabernacle of Moses. He's familiar with the Temple of Solomon. Jesus, my God. He understands the price that was paid, why gold was put into it, and why the most precious of stones were there in it as well. He's very familiar with what's happening there. But he's also taken captive, and he's now in Babylon, in a foreign land. He's not free to worship like we worship. He's been taken out of his familiarity into captivity. We don't believe he was taken because he committed sins or because he was a bad priest or a bad preacher like some of us are. Man, I'll preach myself happy. Let me tell you something about me. I don't give a flying flip, man. I don't care about what you all think or what the world think. I try to keep it real with you. I'm not all of that in a bag of chips and a Lehigh drink and a peanut butter cookie and a noun later. I'm not all of that. I don't have a clue. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. You understand me? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. My family would be gone, my house would be demolished, and I would have nothing if it wasn't for God. He brought me before you. He raised me up. He brought me before great people. He's the one that brought me here and set me in the midst of it. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. He's the one that taught me how to handle families that's dealing with stuff, like Alicia, who lost her father. Her and her sister is still in the house of God. I know you're grieving, but you're here. And that's the strength that we need as we move forward. And I'm here to tell you something. God is going to bring us through. I wouldn't be able to teach that. I wouldn't be able to teach how to handle grief if it wasn't for the Lord. The man is carried away in captivity. He's not free to worship like we worship today. But even there, in the 30th year, God opened up the heavens while he's in captivity. Let me just help you. Some of you are bound, to the shackles that the enemy has put on your ankles and your feet and your mind. But God is about to open up your mind. He's about to open up the heavens above your head. Your prosperity is going to flow. Not because we all of that. We're in captivity. But because of his purpose. Glory to God. You mean to tell me the priest is in chains? Yes. The priest is in change. But it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, hallelujah, man, church started in the fourth month. On the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens opened. I was in the midst of chains among the captives, but God opened the heavens. And for every trial, he brought me over. For every mountain, he's carried me over. For every trial, he brought me through. For every setback, I sing hallelujah. For this, I'd give you praise. And I think we ought to offer up a praise. Send the praise forward. I know things may not be the way they should be, but God still deserves the praise and your deliverance. I think the man said it. Your deliverance is in your praise. Your healing is in your praise. Your ability to move forward is in your praise. Your healing beyond grief is in your praise. Hallelujah. And everything that God has for us is in our praise. It came to pass while I was among the captives that the heavens opened. This still blows my mind. While I was in the midst in Babylon, he still opened the heavens. Yes. Glory to God that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. Visions of God. Not visions of people, visions of God. And if you ever want to be perfected and grow and move forward, we need to see him high and lifted up. This is why in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And sometimes God allows Uzziah to die so you can see the Lord. There's some things that block us from the move of the Spirit. And God just happens to move it out so you can see him. And if you can see him, glory to God. Like they used to sing the song, if I see Jesus, yea and amen. And on the fifth day of the month, the heavens opened, glory to God. And it was in the fifth year that King Jehoiakim captivity, his captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel. Glory to God. The king of the land was in captivity. That means the president and all of those in his cabinet and folk in our country seem to be bound. God's still going to open up the heavens. It looks like stuff, just weird stuff is going on in America, but we're not focusing on all of that, man. We want to focus on seeing God. Glory to God. I'm not preaching Trump or preaching Elon Musk. I'm not trying to find out what numbers they are and how it finds itself in the book of Revelation. I'm going to teach Jesus. And I'm going to preach about Jesus. And to the world, if you want to know how to get out of your stuff, you got to see God high and lifted up. Glory to God. Doesn't matter where you are around the world. Let God touch you. Yes. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. The scripture says he saw creatures, but they were in the likeness of a man. There is an unprecedented amount of chaos that's being released in our world. Can you testify to that? Yes. Now, this is last year as we crossed into 20. At last year, I don't want to give numbers because I want my message to last forever. When I start talking dates and times, people say, hey, that was an old message. So you got to learn how to work with this society. It doesn't matter. A present word is connected with a previous one. So even though Ezekiel was written thousands of years ago, it's still relevant today. And don't time stamp me on this one. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. This word is eternal, not my word. The word is eternal. But I want to make sure, and I want you all to think about it. We don't need to start pronouncing days and times and stuff when we're preaching. We got to grow with society. Because people say, that's old. No, it's not old. This bread here don't develop mold. Glory to God. Some of you need to go back and just listen to previous words and you'll be like, man, God is speaking to me. There are things God said 5 years ago. If you listen to it today, you'll be like, man, this is exactly what I need. There's some stuff Jakes is preaching right now after the hell that he went through that's so powerful and apropos to where we are right now. If you would just hear the word, that's why the enemy wants to stop us from listening to preachers, looking at all of this stuff in reels about what he may have done. I'm telling you, there's a word coming out of that man that's shaking nations. I don't
don't care what he did. I'm telling you right now, God can redeem anybody. What I'm trying to say to you, get over the stuff. And the most of the people that you like around the world got some stuff in their closet too. But what we want to do is make sure we get the word in our hearts.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So thank God for the vessel of mercy in James. Glory to God. When Zachary Timms died, I stood right here. I don't care what he did. I stood right here and said, we're gonna think about the good time. The man had the gift of faith. We're not going to sit there and talk about what he did in a hotel. I don't care what he did in a hotel. What I'm talking about is we need to keep moving forward, because some of you got some stuff in hotel. But what we want to do is move beyond what that is. Let's get with Jesus. Ain't got time for all of that. Can't go to church because they hurt me. Get over that. Trump hurt you. You still salute. Oh my God. Jesus. Get over it. People get over their hurts when they want to. They get over their past when they want to. They stop looking at stuff when they want to. So let me ask God to give you a want to anointing. Touch your name and say, I wanna. Yeah, I wanna. I wanna. Now, you got to really be back in the 70s to understand what I just said in the 80s. I wanna. Then I'm preaching this morning. Oh, my God. There's an unprecedented amount. I said it at the top of the previous year that there was going to be chaos. I saw a creature coming out of the Atlantic. Coming out of the Atlantic. Maybe it walked from other shores at the bottom of the basin and came up on America's shores. But it had boils in it. Boils, putrefying boils. And the Lord told me to pronounce chaos is coming. Now, we're in the midst of, unprecedented. But let me share something with you. We're being visited by the underworld. Demonic hordes, please write it down. We're being visited by demonic hordes. You playing games, like some of us like scary movies, vampires and werewolves, there's something bigger than that. We're being visited. It's coming to our homes. These things are visiting our lives, our churches, our environments. You need an anointing around you. You don't need to be playing games in this season, or you'll be caught up with the putrefying sores yourself. I want you to go back to Isaiah chapter 1 and read the condition of Israel that Isaiah saw. This is Isaiah chapter 1. I don't have time to go back into it, but I want you to do it, and I want you to read it, and he's going to talk about what he saw as it relates to the nation of Israel. I'm seeing the same thing happening with this creature coming out that wants to spoil vision. He wants to make the church sick and have this undercurrent of corruption under the skin with putrefying sores. Oozing out viruses in the church, also in the community, in the family, in the state, nation, and in the world. It's happening in our world, but he wants to pollute and corrupt the church. Glory to God. It's very, very serious. And the chaos is coming from these hordes that are visiting the earth. It's manifesting here, and this is why there's such an unrest. If you're taking notes, write it down. People are losing the capacity to think beyond themselves. I said, people are losing the capacity to think beyond themselves. A self-centeredness is entering into the kingdom, into the country, into the world, but also invading the kingdom, where people are unable to think beyond themselves. People are losing the capacity to think beyond their self-interest. Now, we've learned in some of our agencies and how we deal with society that when you learn about a person's self-interest, you can kind of manipulate and
But there is a major lockdown. There's a major lockdown in the lives of many people mentally that they cannot go beyond self-interest. They spend money based on self-interest. They associate with people based on self-interest. They even raise family based on self-interest. They enter into ministry, not for the corporate move, but how can my ministry grow? It's self-interest. When can I get my ministry off the ground? When can I do what God called me to do? And don't see the corporate move of God. And splinters are happening all around the country because of self-interest. And self-interest is directly tied to the manipulating spirit called Lucifer, now Satan. Let me help you, Beelzebub, Slewfoot, the devil, nasty, dragon, snake. Lucifer is his beautiful name, but the devil is his present name. And people are losing that. Number two, our priorities are a mess. And most of us are crippled by manipulated by fear. Let me say again, our priorities are a mess. And most of us are crippled by our own, manipulated by fear. So fear has manipulated us and stopped us from moving. A lot of times we say, well, I don't really want to get into a relationship with my church sister and brother because I don't want to get hurt. No, really it's fear that's keeping you from doing that. The fear of man. Say the fear of getting hurt. Or I don't want to step on anyone's toes, which is false humility. You don't have to step on anyone's toes if you're using tact. But you should be more proactive to get the job done. So saying I don't want to step on anybody's toes and 6 months later nothing is moving down the field, we need to understand fear is stopping you. Self-preservation is stopping you. I'm going to say it's tied to self-interest. Because once you connect with the mission, if you're in the military, you can't stay at home if we're going to war. You got to get in the fight. If they give you PCS, let me see, PCS. Not PCSD. I'm talking about when they give you orders to move to a different state. What is that? PCS? PCS, right. If they want you to move your present from your present location to another location, you don't tell them, I get to it when I want. They give you a date, and you're expected to tune in to your next duty station on that date. This is military mind. How then can you come into the kingdom and then resist the move of the Spirit? When you go to college, you don't tell the professor when you're going to take the test. They give you a schedule. Why would you come to church, and when we set something like assimilation up, you got a problem with the schedule when you should comply with the schedule? You do it anyway. You can't go to work on your job at 10 when you should be there at 7. If you do that, you're not going to make the money you need to make. And the only person you can blame is yourself. Stop making excuses. Just say I'm always late. I've been late even since after I came out of my mother's womb. I've been late all my life. You got to learn how to put one foot ahead of the other and get to your duty station on time. Stop making excuses for this dysfunction. I'm telling you, we're manipulated by fear. Fear is controlling us like a puppet master is manipulating our movements, and the strings to the puppet master is fear. This is going to hurt. I believe people, number three, aren't raised with a sense of obligation. We're not raised with a sense of obligation, a sense of charity. We're not raised with a sense of obligation or a sense of charity or any kind of social action. or sacrifice. In other words, when we come out of our mother's womb, we're not taught that life is not about just you getting what you want. There is a sense and a place in life where you should sacrifice for others. We're not talking about that. It's I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. I work hard. I'm going to get mine. That's the mentality around the world. What I love about Christine Mason, who just went home to be with the Lord, one of the things she would do if she's passing out candy is not just if kids were around, she wouldn't just give her kids candy, but anybody around in the group would get candy as well. If she was giving out frozen cups, everybody got one, not just her kids. And sometimes she taught her kids to sacrifice for others. They don't have a daddy, so we're going to bless them. Their mother died, so we're going to get them a gift. And they get free barbecue. And I want you to help hold your face right when I give them this free barbecue. Because you get barbecue all the time, all the time, all the time. And you still got a messed up face. We don't raise our kids with a sense of, I got to sacrifice something. There are children right now mad with their parents because they didn't give them what they wanted, and they totally forget the years of them giving you what you needed. You mad at the fact that you didn't get what you want, but what about the times you got what you needed? Even when the parent had to sacrifice.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, expect a move of the Spirit, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 30 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th at 8 and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy.
Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. If you are ready to share words of hope and healing and use your talents to bring great joy to many people, then the Nursing Home Ministry is looking for you. To get involved, email nursinghome@truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org for a schedule of classes and how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, friends. Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.